Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM, only NPR music station in the city. Right now, I have some special guests in the studio. It's very rare that I have the whole studio full. I had to go get an extra chair. It's nice to have some company in here. We are talking about a really cool event that is going to be happening this weekend. If you haven't heard of it, it is called Revival. If you are free on Saturday, this is the 17th from 3 to 11 p.m. This is happening at the First Presbyterian Church of Chicago. You introduced me to this event, VD Girl, and you're like, we would love to talk about this on the show.
Absolutely.
So what's going on?
Yeah, well, firstly, thank you so much for having me and my team here today. I wanted to talk about the event because sometimes a flyer can't convey kind of everything that is going into this and behind it and the hopes and dreams for starting this project. So you did a great job in recapping sort of the important details for the event, but it's really a celebration of house music and techno, Chicago and Detroit, linking our musical communities, but more broadly our communities at large, being the agents and the decision makers when it comes to talent and bookings and really making sure that through our money and through our, you know, our values that we are the ones strengthening our communities. And so that's kind of the bedrock of it. We're hosting three different DJs from Detroit coming in. So the lineup is all Chicago and Detroit DJs that really span a wide array of different genres of electronic music. I have some really important people who've helped make this a reality, and you know, we're throwing this in collaboration with a new concept, a new residency called Deep Joy, and with the First Presbyterian Church. And I have some folks here, actually, to...
Yes, you brought a whole team.
I know. So I'd love to have them introduce themselves, share what they do, and how they're contributing to the event.
Yeah, hey, friends. I'm Pastor Black. I'm very grateful to be here. I'm a big fan of Vocalo, and it's so cool.
You know, I'm going to put some applause for you back there.
I'll take it.
We're going to put
I'll
some applause
it.
For that.
Thank you, Nudia.
You got some points right there. All right. Who else do we have in the studio?
I'm Dozy Bekwe, the events coordinator at the First Presbyterian Church. Also excited to be here to help facilitate the excitement we're creating for this Saturday the 17th.
Hi, I'm Zora Murphy, also by the DJ name Control Zora, also co-collaborator of Deep Joy and the Revival Party.
So what was the event process behind that?
It's a great question. I would just say that the church as the venue kind of came out of alignment and sort of left field for me. You know, I built the project and the intention and the lineup before I had the venue secured like a true DJ. I was really focused on who I wanted to be at the party.
Yeah, it's usually vision first and then we worry about everything else later.
Yeah, so I just had this feeling, this confidence that the venue would come, but it did start to get a little close. It was like end of July and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have these amazing DJs booked and I don't have the venue. So Zora and I, kind of in another lane, had been scheming and developing a project we're starting called Deep Joy, which more will come slowly but surely, but it's really just a new residency, a new partnership, collaboration. We both love deep house music. We both really believe in joy and the healing power of music. And I think the church is important to both of us as a, you know, musical influence and home and also the community. And Zora and I had been talking and I was kind of, I would say, maybe freaking out of that. Not freaking, but I was starting to get a little like, oh yeah. And so I was like, I think I have the venue. So just, it's really a testament to the collaboration, right? Like we don't do anything great alone, I believe. So that's kind of where Zora came in. Maybe you can share a little bit more about, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the space came to me very divinely as well. I feel like as a DJ navigating through the Chicago scene, I have always had a very strong passion for prioritizing Southside venues and investing more of our money, especially when it comes to musical dance events, more to the Southside, mm-hmm. especially since that has been such a cultural hub for so much music, especially house music. I personally feel like the disparities navigating venues and bigger parties are just skewed more up north when the love should be brought more south. So this space actually got brought to me by a different DJ by the name of Blestonio. Hi, Blestonio Antonio. He has always known my stance on this. This hasn't been the first time that I've aligned with different Southside venues in the past to host and throw events, but he had showed me the space with Max Lee. And that was the first time that I had actually heard of the church. And it seemed like, honestly, a gem of a miracle of a space. And I did not realize how much deep and enriching history, how much of a beautiful community has been fostered within the church as well. It felt like just perfect alignment to throw an event that's focused on fostering music and joy and honoring history in a building that pretty much symbolized that in every way. Also, it's just architecturally astoundingly beautiful. So I feel like it was just the perfect landscape to host something like that. And I was very enthusiastic to hear about the embracement of different events and secular things within the church as well. I feel like that was just a beautiful way that the church was investing and collaborating in the community that definitely should be leaned onto more. Yeah, so much thanks to that and the curation of that the church had done completely by themselves to make me feel more aligned to try to collaborate with Hannah to do this. But yeah, it was very divine and very beautiful the way it came about. Mm.
And now, Pastor Black and Doozy, could you tell us a little bit more about the space? I mean, I'm hearing architecture and things like that. Like, what if people, you know, when people come on Saturday, what could they expect from the church?
Let me say, first of all, it is such a pleasure and honor for us to be able to embrace you and the Deep Joy Project and I-94. This is so cool and feels like a very natural thing for us to be doing with the legacy that this church has. Fun fact about the church, it was actually the first church in Chicago. It started actually before the city of Chicago existed. So we go back almost 200 years. And throughout its history, the church has been a home for all of Chicago's misfits and rejects and renegades and troublemakers and mystics. And so artists are a very natural, beloved partner to our church, and our church is full of artists who are members and friends of the church. And something this church has done so beautifully since its inception in Fort Dearborn was that it had very low walls to its community. It was the site of the first public school, the first abolitionist society, the first concert venue. It even had a stop on the Underground Railroad. And throughout its history, it's just been radically involved in its community. In the 50s and 60s, the building where we are now, it's our seventh building, and it's a cathedral in the heart of Woodlawn. And in the 50s and 60s, it was the headquarters for the Blackstone Rangers, who were the local street gang, because the church had a program and an initiative where they built relationships with the Rangers and then made a deal that the Rangers would lock up their guns in the church safe. And in exchange, they could have free reign of the church to throw their parties, have meetings, and generally just have like a safe space away from other gangs, away from police brutality. And that program went on for years. It's just so natural and easy for this church to embrace whoever is coming in and to say yes and to build those relationships. It also feels so natural and sacred and blessed to me to be able to host house music in this church, because house does have that deep spiritual heritage, deep gospel heritage. And to be able to bring that spiritual legacy back into church is just an amazing thing. You know, churches so often lose the best of their own culture to marginalization and oppression and rejection. But to be able to bring some of that energy back in and to have, honestly, the hospitality that you're showing us to be able to come into our space and bring your art and bring your community into our space, it's not something we take lightly. We're really honored by it. So I'm so grateful for just the explosion of joy and queer Black energy that is coming towards us and is already, frankly, a part of our community. So I think it's going to be a beautiful fusion.
I was going to say, Pastor Black, do you dance to some, you be dancing to some house music?
I will be shaking something and embarrassing myself. So I will be staying away from the cameras, but I will be grooving. Yeah. Don't doubt it.
So do you guys host a lot of events at the church, or is this like something new?
Oh, we host tons of events, especially arts of events. It's been a huge initiative of our church to try and be a home for the arts of the South Side. And we have 8 artists in residence. It's just an incredible ecosystem of arts organizations, intergenerational. The Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians is in our church, and the Arts of Life, and artists in residence are just come from all walks of life. So we're really trying to build a village of Southside's culture in an area that is so rapidly gentrifying. And we all know, like, one of the things that happens to gentrification is the culture gets marginalized and then erased. So we see our church as being a building which can provide an anchor for the community and culture of Woodlawn. So partnerships like this are our way of leveraging what God has blessed us with to try to bless the community that has been such a blessing to us. There's so much happening. And if anybody listening is an artist of any kind, any medium, any performance modality or visual modality, and you need space, please let us know. We're on social media at Chicago First Church. Please reach out. We have an incredible team with Dozy and Max Lee, who's our art czar. Just incredible, loving people and the most loving church community you could ever imagine. It's been just an explosion of creativity and joy.
Well, you guys were not lying about the history of the church.
No.
I kind of forgot I was I forgot I was in Vocalo on my own show. I thought I was like listening to a documentary on the church, and he's just
you know, and I think that there is a documentary on the church waiting to happen. And
no, I'm like I'm ready.
Hearing what Pastor was saying, first of all, I did not I feel very emotional. This is our first time meeting in real life. You didn't like here in the studio. So just to hear everything you're saying, and even just to hear the alignment, the metaphors of one of the most iconic lines about house music is that it's a spiritual thing, you know? So it's like, it's embedded into it. And when I created I-94, I mean, at the root was building our village, just like the church has done and is doing, and also kind of trying to correct the record financially and also in the history books and archives for this genre. And also I think expand the network through the mix series of these Midwestern artists to cities like New York or Europe that might have a little bit more media attention, and honor the generation that came before while really intentionally, I like to call it, rooting the next generation. Mm-hmm. If we don't do that, we lose that, right? Like, these relationships are not just a given. No relationship is. There's a lot of effort and hard work and, you know, mutual respect and effort. And that's kind of what this is all about. I pulled away from the church after the first time I went, and Alice Coltrane came on shuffle, and I just felt this like overwhelming divinity. And yeah, so I'm just really happy.
Who else is going to be on the lineup?
Oh my gosh. There's 11 DJs total. So they'll control Zora. I'll be playing. We have Deja from Detroit, along with Tammy Lacus and Dion Jamar, all Detroit heads coming through.
Yeah.
We've got Mark Grisane, Craig Loftus, Lady D, Lori Branch, Zetus Lapidus, and Benita Applebaum from Chicago.
And if people are interested, where could they go get tickets at?
They can get tickets a lot of places. My website, vdgirl.com/I-94. There's also an Eventbrite. If you search Revival, there'll be tickets at the door as well, too. We are offering discounts to folks that live in the zip code of the church, to folks that currently live in Detroit. And, you know, we're also always down to have some conversations based on need with sliding scale tickets. We want people to attend the event and not feel that finances are a barrier, while also still compensating our artists, not only just sufficiently, but trying to go above and beyond that, you know?
Our artists deserve to get paid too,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Where could people find you at? They want to follow you and support you.
For sure. I am at VDGirl, VITIGRRL. At everything.
My handle is at Control Zora. That's also my SoundCloud and Linktree. I believe also that Revival was the RA pick of the day too. So if you go on your resident advisor, yes, we are the RA pick
That's
of the
cute.
Day. Surprise.
Thanks, resident advisor.
It will be a nice little highlight if you go on that app, and you can get tickets through there as well. But you can catch me at Control Zora.
I'm at Dozy's Grill. That's Dozzy's Grill. And of course, also accessible through the events page on the Chicago First Presbyterian Church website.
And this is Pastor Black. You can reach me at email pastor@chicagofirstchurch.org. And please follow us on Instagram at Chicago First Church. We see you and we want to connect with you. So come through.
I guess in closing, I want to ask you guys a question, maybe to Dozy. Looking into the future, when we think about music, the church, what is exciting to you? What do you want to build on? What is bringing you excitement when you think about what we could be forging together? What looks to be the start of?
What brings me excitement is, well, the fact that we are a radical church with a radical past, and it seems like we definitely have a radical presence. And I'm just excited to contribute hospitality to help enable a good time and a memorable day occasion for all and more.
And will you be dancing too on Saturday?
Possibly.
I know these girls
You'll
will. I've seen
see
Beatty Girls when it's that. I know.
You have to come to see it.
Thank you so much, Vocalo and Udio. It's been amazing to share more about this event and everything that we're creating together.
Well, thank you guys. I'll be there. I hope to see you guys there. And thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Nudia.
Thank you.